Dear friends, yesterday I just laid before you how the mystery of life can be solved. Who we are, what we are, what connection we have got with this body, what connection we have got with our self, God, and what connection we have got with all the world around me, us. So it was just laid before you that our body works so long as we are in the body, and we are also in the body so long as some power is keeping us in the body. We are not the man body, but the indweller of the man body, on account of which this body is working. But we are also in the body, some power is controlling us in the body. As I explained to you, in the man body there are so many apertures: eyes, nose, ears, mouth, etc. But we cannot run away out of it. Breathing going out, but cannot remain outside. Some power is keeping us back, keeping it back into the body. That power which controls us is in the body, also controls all the universe. When that party leaves us, we have to leave the body. And when that power is withdrawn from the universe, dissolution and grand dissolution sets in. That controlling power is the maker of all universe, which is called by different names, God and so on. So man body is considered to be the highest in all creation, and the highest aim before us is to know God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first, because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, nor by the intellect, nor by the vital layers. It is our own self, which is conscious entity, which can know God, which is our consciousness. But our souls are under the control of mind, and mind under the control of the outgoing faculties. We are identified through them to the outside world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we analyze ourselves from mind and outgoing faculties, we cannot know ourselves, and unless we know ourselves, we cannot know God. Because light alone can know the light. So this is the mystery of life that we have to solve. When masters all came, they gave out, "Man, know thyself, who we are, what we are." So we came to the conclusion that we are the indweller of the man body. We are wearing this robe of the man body, which made of so many pieces of bones, knit together by tendons and held by muscles. So this has to be left someday. This is the grand legion in which all of us are going. Unless we rise above it and disrobe ourselves from this, we cannot come out of the delusion. Because matter is changing and the body is made of matter, which is composed of atoms, and the universe is also made of matter, which is composed of atoms, and these are changing at the same speed, both of them. As you are identified with the body, the two things are changing at the same speed, they appear to be stationary. Unless we shake off or rise above this man body, we cannot see really the universe and the body which is changing all the time. That was only that the reason can be got in out when we shake off this physical body, rise above it, or analyze ourselves from mind and organ faculties. So you will see that the power which is controlling us in the body and the power which is controlling all creation is God, whom we can know only in the man body. So man body is considered to be the highest in all creation, and the highest thing before us is to know God. Now the question arises, we have for this purpose joined various schools of thought and religions just to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves, and self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. So the question arises, where can we find God? This question was put to Guru Amar Das, and he replied, well, look here, O man, this man body that you are carrying, it is a long cave. It is dark inside. This is a wonderful cave in which we live. If you know how to enter this cave, you find that unchangeable permanence is residing in it. So, this God which came into expression, you see, that God into expression power is the cause of all creation. And all this what you see, it is an expression of God. We can see it in its right perspective only when we know ourselves and our inner eye is open to see the God in expression power which is light and sound principle. So Master tells us, well, if you would like to find God, just enter this long cave of the man body. You see, cave is generally dark inside. So herein all Master says you find it. So for that reason they say what to do. All Master tell us like that. They tell us, in this very man body you are living, and that very controlling power is also keeping you in the body, is also there. So Guru Arjan tells us that two brothers, soul and God, both reside in the man body, but it is pity that soul cannot commune with God. Others say, soul and God both are lying in the same bed. Our soul is under the control of mind and outgoing faculties. We are just given up to the outside players, engulfed in them so much so that we are asleep from within and awake outside. So all Masters say, tell us, awake. Vedas tell us, awake. Arise and stop not until the goal is reached. We are asleep somewhere and how? No, I told you, if you just withdraw from outside, the attention which is the expression of the soul that is diffused in the world. The first step that we have to take is to just withdraw from outside our attention and then enter this man body. And you enter and you rise above senses, you will find God. You see God is light. You see, you will find the light of God. So if our soul, the attention, the expression of which is attention, this attention is withdrawn from outside, we have entered within, and rise above the senses, you will see God is already there, because that is the controlling power keeping us in the body. So we are asleep in this way, and God is awaiting us when this we open our eyes to see Him. So all masters have referred, if you would like to find God, just enter this laboratory of the man body. Kabir says he went to the pilgrimage to pay a visit to Kaaba. He says, on the way God met me and began to fight with me. He says, who told you I am there? I am with you already. Why are you seeking me amiss? We are greatly God for the places of pilgrimages, for there resided some such like Son of Man in whom the God manifested Himself, and the soul became the mouthpiece of God. For that reason, because we lived in that place, we have great regard for such like a place. So this question is put to Prophet Muhammad, that when does God reside? He says God has told the Prophet that He says, when I am so great that all these universes that are created, they are not enough to contain me. I am still more, but strange enough, I reside in the heart of a saint. If you like to seek me, go there. So such like, take it for example, God resides in every heart because He is the controlling power of our soul in the body. If you would like to find Him, the nearest approach is there already within you. When your inner eye is open to see Him, then you see the whole universe is an expression of God. Guru Nanak went. He is within you and He is everywhere. There is no place where God is not, because it is all this His expression. Guru Nanak went to Kaaba. He was lying at night with the feet towards the Kaaba. One man came up, said, oh man, don't you know your feet are towards the house of God? He says, I see God everywhere where you think God is not. You just turn my feet towards that. So whose eyes are open, they see this body is the temple of God. And all masters tell us. In conscience you will find, know ye not that this body is the true temple of God in which God resides. So if you are to find God, you will have to just go there, enter in this man body. That's the first step. Our soul, the expression of which is called attention, is just engrossed through the outward faculties and the outward things. First you will have to withdraw from there. When from the burning rays of the sun you enter any building, you feel rest. Similarly, when you withdraw your attention from outside, you just enter this laboratory of the man body, you feel little rest. But that is not end all. You have to rise above senses. You cannot exist through the outgoing faculties. You have to rise above it. That cannot exist within the pale of intellect. It is not a subject of thought. It manifests when we are physically and intellectually still. That is why you find be still and know you are God. Our soul, we are divine in nature. We are the drop of the ocean of all consciousness. Light alone can know the light. So for that reason, if you have to, would like to find Him, what we will have to do? First, we will have to withdraw from all outside things. Enter this man body and rise above man body. Rise above body consciousness. Or analyze yourself from outside things, the outgoing faculties and mind. Rise above body consciousness. Rise above senses. This is the first step that you have to take. And this is what is called learn to die so that you may begin to live. This is how you can come out of the grand delusion in which all are going alike, whether they are learned or unlearned both. This is what is meant by Christ when He said, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. This is just first birth we get in this man body. This is Christ is born of the flesh. And second birth is just when you rise above body consciousness and enter into the beyond. And that birth is of incorruptible seed. This is how when you rise without from outside and rise above this body consciousness, you find God. You remember Nicodemus, who was the ruler of the place, came up to Christ and said, "O Lord, I am an old man. How can I enter? How can I enter the womb of the mother and be reborn?" These things we find in our scriptures. But we have not understood the true import thereof. So Master told him, "Well, look here, this man body is a long cave in which you live. If you enter within that, you find a reality which is unceasing, unchangeable permanence. It never dies out. That is eternal. And for that, when you enter this man body, you still have to rise above the senses, then you will have a contact with God, which is already the controlling power within you. When you die, your inner eye opens, you see within, and you also begin to see all outside world is also is the temple of God. This you can see when the grace of some person, son of man, who has solved this mystery of life, who has known himself by withdrawing from mind and outgoing faculties and the outside things. So with the grace of a master like that, you will be able to see that this very body that we are carrying, it is the true temple of God, and all the universe is also the true temple of God. This is for those when our inner eye is opened by rising above senses, and we testify our own self. how the seeker of the truth, who is really after it, he will be very much thankful to such a person about which, such a person who has found him, who can also make God manifest within the very body that we are carrying. What more blessing you require? We have been seeking him in the books, in the scriptures, in the outer penances. Those are the only evidently steps, but did not find God. So the man who could just help him in giving me contact by raising his soul above the outgoing faculties and analyze the mind, he begins to see God. So seeker says, whoever can give me a contact with God, well, I sacrifice my everything for him. Even my body, my possessions, my very life. And naturally, you see, those who are after it, they will be ready to pay anything and everything. So he says, why you sacrifice all this? Because by knowing which you have an eternal life, you are not to return. You will have the same life in the lap of God as he is. So for that reason they tell us, what is that power, God, which you find? You see, God is boundless. First of all, such a person who has known God, he is a man like us. The same two eyes, and two ears, and two hands, and two feet. But he has developed in that way in solving the mystery of life. When a doctor is there, he has just by anatomy known the system of the body, how it works, how it is retarded, how can those diseases which arise can be removed, and we regain health. That such a person is called a doctor, but he is all the same a man. But with all that, you have got these medical books with us, which gives all description of the man body, physical man body. But reading them, you cannot know unless you meet somebody who has analyzed by anatomy the system of man body. He alone can make you a doctor. Similarly, the one who has got this man body like us, he has analyzed himself from mind and outgoing faculties, known himself and sees God, as I see you, you see me. Well, masters have given testimony that they have seen God. We find two statements in the scripture. They tell us first, nobody has seen God at any time. Then they also say they have seen God. Both these statements are true, but given from a different level. The first statement is made from the level of the worldless state of God, the absolute state which did not come into expression as yet. The other statement is, when the God came into expression, we could see him and hear him. And that God into expression power is called by the world and now, by Shabda. So by word you will find that from one word proceed all things and all things tell of us. You will find further, in the beginning was the world was with God, and the world was God. The same word in the beginning with God all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was in the world. Again, you find forever, O Lord, Thy world is settled in heaven. And by the world of the Lord were the heavens made. So you know, world is wordless state of God. World is God into expression power, which is denoted by the word world, ad nama, God is nameless. When it came into being, it is called world anna, you see. So you'll find that the word anna is almost the same. It appears to be simple, syllable, but what it denotes, that is something to be realized. It is just a syllable, but what it connotes is beyond understanding, even by the most learned. In book of knowledge, thou it may be possible to apprehend it through the grace of one well versed not only the theory but in the practice as well of the world. So name and the world are in fact one and the same thing. Name and the nameless one, name is the expression of the nameless one. World is the expression of the world state of God. They are practically the same. There is hardly any distinction between the two. One is the active form of that which is concrete. And you will find sun and the sun rays are not two things. Sun rays are the expression of the sun. Similarly, Godhood and God cannot be demarcated, you see, as two different entities, separate entities. The former is just an attribute of the other. So you'll find now our world is nothing more or less than Godhood of God. So in Bible it is said the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. So it is the primary manifestation of God, responsible for the entire creation. It is the primary form of God, which is because you find this is all expression of that power. So this God into expression power can be seen. Because when it came into action, God is called, God is light, and God is sound principle. So we can see the light of God and the hear the voice of God. So the one who is seeking after God, he tells us, well, whoever can manifest that God power within me, well, I sacrifice my everything to him, for him. It is, you see, very cannot be bought from anywhere at any cost. It is only when you arrive at a body consciousness, know yourself, and then you come to know the controlling power which is keeping you in the body. And that very power which is controlling can be experienced by rising above senses. So this is the ultimate goal we are really after. So such a man is called the mouthpiece of God. He, to all intents and purposes, as I told you, a man like us, but he had developed that way. When you come across with him, he has the competency to raise your souls above this man body, above the senses, open your inner eye to see the light of God. The question arises then, has anybody seen God? You'll find statements like that. Christ said, oh, when there was a God, he said, behold the Lord. Never gave any reason for that. Those who see can make others see too. Sun knows the Father and others whom the sun reveals. That very question was put to Guru Nanak. When there was a God, they said, God is everywhere. Kabir was asked, he says that I see him in every atom. So this question was just put by Swami Vivekananda. He came here many years back. He was a native before. He was just seeking for somebody who has seen God. So he was met Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa in Calcutta, who was there at the time. He went to him. You see, masters don't act as though they live in the natural way. The ways are simple. He was just having the cloth around the lions and wearing the shirt, bareheaded, he was walking. People told him, "Say the man who has seen God." He went to him and asked him, "Master, have you seen God?" And he said, "Yes, my child, I see him just as I see you. In more clearer than that." So there are proofs, they see God, you see. God can be seen with what eyes? Not with eyes of flesh and bone. The eyes are different, O Nanak, with which he can be seen. The inner eye or the single eye or the third eye or the latent eye. That is in each man. So he says, there is a sweet aliga in that. God into expression power, which is called Naam, or Word. That is the bread of life. That is the elixir of life, by drinking which you will have an everlasting life. So you find in the scriptures references to that. So when you, that is the sweetest of the sweetest, great bliss, joy personified, it is happiness, all happiness, all bliss. And it is sweeter than all others in the world. When we just have a drop of that drink, and after that, by drinking it, we will have an everlasting life. So masters are competent to give that contact, which is called the elixir of life. This is what they come to give to the world all over. You remember in the life of Christ, he stated to have gone to a well where a Samaritan lady was carrying the pitcher full of water over her head, and he asked her to give him that water to drink. And she, out of inferiority complex, told him, "You people have no connection with the Samaritans, why you ask water from me?" And the Christ said, had she known who it was who was asking for water, she would have given it. But this water quenches thirst only for a while. Again thirst arises. Had she come to me, I would have given her the living water of life. By drinking it, all the thirst would have been quenched forever. So these are very words we find in other scriptures too. And this water of life, living water of life, or the elixir of life, which gives everlasting life to the soul, is already within us. That is the God into expression power. They give us a contact with that. When we have that is the bread of life, or the water of life, that gives strength to the soul. We are given food to the body. Our bodies are now strong enough. We are given food to the intellect, we are intellectually strong. But what food we are given to your own soul, soul is a conscious entity, and the bed of life in soul can only be consciousness, conscious bed. When our soul, how they give it? They first liberate outgoing faculty from the outside and analyze ourselves from our soul, from mind and outgoing faculties. They come in contact with that all-controlling power which is called world and noun, which has the sweetest allegor, which is the true bread of life. And the Son of Man, who, in whom that bread of life, or the water of life is overflowing, he is competent to give us a draught of that too. You remember Christ said, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partakes of it has everlasting life. These very words you find in the scriptures of the six and others. So that God infusion power, which is light and sound principle, the one who can give us a contact with that by raising our souls above outgoing faculties and mind, and how grateful can we can be to him. So they tell us we must have the spiritual food. From the spiritual health depends the life of mind and body. This is where we are lacking. With all our foods that we have given to the physical body and the intellect, with all our advancements in the physical and the intellectual ways, we are all unhappy. Because we have not given food to our soul. And this bed of life is what? World was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Then God into a making power was manifested as any human form. When you come to him, the God in him is competent to raise the soul which is embedded under the mind and all the faculties and give a contact with God himself. So they tell us we are such a man if he can give us. We are very much grateful to him, you see, because in man body, if you come in contact with that, by knowing which, nothing else remains to be known. This is what the Upanishad says. When our soul is of the same essence as that of God, it is all bliss, all joy. By attachment to the outside things, to the outgoing faculties, when this is identified with those things outside, we feel for the time being we are absorbed or engaged or exhaust our whole attention in that. For the time being we feel happiness there. But when that thing is withdrawn from us, we are made to leave that thing and withdraw all the attention from there, we feel unhappy. So here, truly speaking, the happiness that we felt in enjoyment of the outward pleasures, that happiness was not in them but in our own selves. I'll just give you an example. There's some show going on. All the people sitting over there, they are enjoying. Their whole attention is just absorbed and engrossed in that. One man receives a message from home, your house is on fire. The play is going on, show is going on the same way as before. But his attention is withdrawn from there, he does not find any happiness in the show. It is just like a dog eating a bone. In bone there is no taste. His own blood trickles, he drinks The doctor of his own blood is Jai. Similarly, with any happiness and joy we feel in the outside things, well, that happiness is our life, is our own, in our own soul, which is just identified with the outside things, not in the things outside. So Master tell us, Pralukya, if you get that thing, if there is a great happiness, all bliss within you, you will have that thing you can have only through the instruction of a Master. Because he has realized that he is overflowing with the water of life, the elixir of life. Whoever comes in contact with him, he gives him a contact to start with that, the man can dwell from day to day. So how did he does it, that's the point. He just, you will see, macrocosm and the microcosm of the man body. In the macrocosm you have got so many planes, physical, astral, causal, supercausal, and spiritual planes. There are so many mentioned in the house of our Father. According to these planes, God has given us bodies to enable us to work in those planes wherever we like. But the iron curtain of the physical body is the first which you have to shake off and rise above, which is very difficult. It is very hard, it is like an iron curtain. And we rise, when we rise above it, we will find that very God, which is the controlling power within us. In two ways, one, thy world is a lamp unto my feet, and light on my path. Even then you find in the revelations, you say you heard the sound of it, running waters, storm, thunder, and harpers playing in harps. The two kinds of experiences are the word of God, are the God into his special power we have when we rise above this iron curtain of the man body. So this is the first step that we have to take. Learn to die so that we may begin to live. This is what Master says. This is just this other way of saying the same thing as I told you before. You must be reborn into the beyond. Saint Plutarch tells us, the one who is initiated into the mystery of the beyond, his soul experience has the same experience as the soul leaves at the time of death. So it is a matter of pure self-analysis, arising above body consciousness. Are we dying from outside within this levity of the man body and rising above senses? When you rise above, your inner eyes open to see the light of God. This is why Master tells us, when the outgoing faculties are withdrawn from outside and inverted, the light of God is there. This is what we also find in the Bible too. If we shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. So it is a matter of pure self-analysis, arising above body consciousness. Are we dying from outside within this levity of the man body and rising above senses? When you rise above, your inner eyes open to see the light of God. This is why Master tells us, when the outgoing faculties are withdrawn from outside and inverted, light of God is there. This is what we also find in the Bible too. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. The attention going out through the eyes, through the nose, through the ears, through the mouth and skin, when that is withdrawn, You see, from outside, that is it. You find that there, it is already there. You have not to create it, presuppose it, premeditate it, or visualize it. That can be had. Body is the true temple of God, in which the light of God is shining. So this you have only when you invert your inner eye open. This is the inner eye is called what the single eye, or the third eye, or the latent eye, or the sin nature. So you find eye is the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. This you find in your scripture. So this light of God and the fire of God, which is reverberating throughout all creation, that is experience when you rise above body consciousness, and that is a gift of God. Which God? God in man, manifested in man. God lies in every heart, but it is not manifest because our souls are many than the mind and the outgoing faculties. Unless we rise above it, we cannot find him. So in whatever son of man that God is manifest, that manifested God in man is able, competent to raise your soul above the man body, body consciousness, and give you contact with the light and sound principle of the God into expression power. The saint is one defined who can give you a contact with the music of his spheres. So God is one who can just, when you close your eyes, that you see a veil of darkness, who is competent to give you by your sitting to remove this veil of darkness and see light of God instead. The one who can give this experience is what is called a saint. This is also defined the same way in the other master's sayings, you see. So as a man we are one, as a soul we are the draught of the same ocean of all consciousness, environed by mind and matter and outgoing faculties. If we withdraw ourselves from them, analyze ourselves from mind and outgoing faculties, we know ourselves and come in contact with the God in action power which is controlling all universe in the phase of light and sound. This is whoever can do that, well, he is called a saint. A man, if he comes to you, what he says? He gives you a very wonderful talk on the business, principle of business. Quite appreciative, quite informative, but to the poor fellow to whom he gives a talk has no money, what will this talk do? If he is able to give you some capital, some money to start with the business, only then your talk will carry some effect. Similarly, to give lectures on any subject is easier than we had by different training. People can tell you how to say prayers. They can also tell you how to perform certain rites and rituals. Well, any man can do it with some training. But this raising of the soul above senses, open the inner eye to have the experience of the light of God, and open the inner ears to see to hear the voice of God, this is not, I think, given by an average man. This is given only by one who has just become the mouthpiece of God, in whom that world is made flesh. So with this, when we find, you see, we need somebody there, you see, who can give us that experience. So that the people ask, what do the master give you? And master's job is like that, just he gives you a sitting. In a very poetical way, what he does, he puts the collirium of the light into your eyes. The seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. You must have seen somebody dying. The soul of life is withdrawn from the underneath, it comes up to the eye level. When eyes are upturned, then the doctrine comes. Similarly, the master is competent to give you an experience, to raise your soul up to the level of the eyes. And what happens? You see the light of God. Because your eyes become single. The one who is competent that way is truly called a saint, a master. The God in him, of course, no son of man can do it, but the God in him, manifested God in him, is competent to give you contact with his own self. So such like masters, you see, you find what happens, you see. You see yourself that the light is there. Now what the people do generally, they see the light outside and visualize the light. They see the sun outside and visualize the sun. Well, that is your own way. If you work without from outside, you see the light of God within you, all in India. This you can have only when you are born in you. The system was also amongst the old rishis. They used to be the children of 5, 6, 7 years old. They made them twice born. What they really meant by that? First birth is just birth in the flesh. A twice born is to give the birth into the beyond by rising above body consciousness. They could give them an experience to rise above body consciousness, an experience of the birth into the beyond, and also open the inner eye to see the light of God, resembling to that of the sun. And Gayatri Mantra was given at the time. We say to rise above body consciousness and see the light of God, which is like sun shining within you, except that light within your soul. So these are the things which already exist. So people ask what the master gives. Well, he is competent to withdraw your soul from the body, bring it to the back of the soul, back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body. And there your inner eye opens, you begin to see God, the light of God, God into his special power, and hear the voice of God. This is what he does. Well, this is what is expected of a true master. Generally you find masters are told to be giving eyes to the blind. And the terminology of the saints and the masters, the blind man is one, not one who has got no eyes on the face, but the one whose inner eye is not open. He is truly blind because he does not see the light of God. So master gives an experience how to rise above body consciousness, remove this dark veil, which is when you close your eyes you see, not by visualization, mind that, not by premeditation or presupposing, simply by giving an experience how to invert, how gives an impetus to rise above body consciousness, so you begin to see the light of God. And you testify yourself that light is there. This cannot be expected of an intellectual man, because he will simply, what will he do? He will simply say, if there is no light, it is only light of intellectual light. So this is something practical which all masters have given. Unless you come across such a person, we have got no experience, and we see that our soul is out in that light. God is light. God is light. God is love. God is light. God is consciousness. We are conscious entity. When we rise, liberate ourselves from mind and outgoing faculty, we see the light of God. The light of soul that is now in the higher light. And then feel family dropping into it. And man overflow with the love of God and love of all creation. So these things we have only when we come across such like persons who have got that experience. So all masters therefore tell us, if we are to just have the highest ideal that is before us as a man, man body, we can have that only in the man body, because it is the golden opportunity given to us, the highest rung in all creation. So those whoever would like to seek him amiss and elsewhere cannot find them. What we generally do. We have joined for that purpose various schools of thought. There are two aspects of religion. One is the social form of the religion, social body of the religion, and the other is the inner way. When soul is withdrawn, which is called paravidya, when soul is liberated, from mind and outgoing faculties, knows itself and comes in contact with God's power, this is the true religion, true religion. And the outer side is of each school of thought different. They got their own badges, like schools, colleges. They got their own scriptures. They got their own modes of saying prayers and performing rites and rituals. By saying prayers and performing rites and rituals, we dwell in love and devotion for God. They are meant for that purpose. And we are enjoined to read the scriptures. So read scriptures. What are scriptures? There is fine record of the experiences that the masters had in their lives with God. What things helped them on the way, and what things stood in the way, and what experience they had when their soul came in contact with God's power. So by reading scriptures, through which the past masters are speaking, we just create in us an interest to have those very experiences that the masters had in their life. They go to awaken this interest in us, because in man body only we can have that experience of awakening. And where are those coping? These are good actions meant for preparation of the ground. We have blessed, we have taken that step, first elementary step, by joining in various schools of thought. But the second step is still to be taken, how to rise above body consciousness, how to rise above senses, how to withdraw our attention from outside, and rise above senses to see, have a contact with the light and self-principle of God. This is what the masters do. For those who are seeking by only reading through scriptures, they will of course help us to have a desire to know God, you see. But I will tell you one thing, in the scriptures masters gave what they saw, what they experienced. They never gave as a matter of feelings or emotions or dry impressions. What they saw, they said, now if you would like to have a right report of what is given in the scriptures, we need somebody now who has that experience. And how to do it, and is competent to give us an experience that way, maybe little or more. But unless, just like the man who gives a talk on the business principles, if he is not able to give them any money, if you have got no money, then the talk carries no offense. Similarly, a master simply saying, go on reading this or doing that, and it will come up itself. Your dear friends, you can know whether it will come or not. A word in hand is better than two in the bush. As Master used to say, if you just go out of the building, you cannot become God. You are what you are. If you are an unlearned man, by going out of the building, you cannot become the graduate. So we, this man, body, whatever oneness we have, that we have with us, even after leaving the body. So we need old past masters are also needed. Had they not come, their words of wisdom will form the subject of all scriptures that are with us today, would not have been with us to bear testimony what is what. But now also we need somebody who knows the way, who has that very experience, what is referred to in the scriptures, is able to give us the context in that. So those who leave this man body, seek God and it, cannot enter the kingdom of God. You will find kingdom of God cannot be had by other races. Kingdom of God is within you. So if a thing is just somewhere else, if you are seeking it somewhere other places, how can you find it? If you know somebody who has found that, if you take him along with you, he will be able to give you little experience, right, about body consciousness. The first step, which is very hard to break through, to go through, that is the higher encounter of the physical body to be shaken up, that he gives you a few minutes, little time, and then you have to learn from day to day. You will find in all scriptures, this light and sound principle is a God into expression power, which is the way back to God. This is what is called where the world collapses and their religion starts. This is what is called Christianity. This is what the mystics teach. That Christianity is no psychology. Religion, it is no religion. Religion gives you hopes after that. And this decision gives you experience now and here. Psychology works at the level of the intellect. There are two subjects there, subject and object. But in mysticism there are no subject and object. They give you direct contact with the God into expression power. We lead to where? From there, from where they are donated. When God came into expression, that God into expression is called world or nam or shabda, they have got two aspects, light and sound. And that has been the basic, that's the way back to God. If you can of your own self rise above body consciousness, have a contact with that, you are blessed. If you cannot, you can have the help of somebody who is competent in that way. You may call him by any name you like. He will just let you know, this is no new teachings, but the old no teachings already existing in our scriptures, through which the masters and the old sages are speaking. You will find, Socrates said that he heard within him a peculiar sound, which pulled him irresistibly into the higher spiritual regions. Plato tells us, as the music of his spheres. If you refer to Pythagoras, he also talks of the Shabda, for he describes God as the supreme music of the nature of all harmony. Of all harmony. And took clothed in light. You find the same thing thereafter, therefore still. What he does, he considered the God an unstuck fire. In all the houses and Zoroastrians, you find the key fire burning. What sort of fire is unstuck? And about the sound principle, he refers as Srocha. Mohammedan saints also say the same thing. God is light, new. And these old wires of God, which is reverberating throughout all creation. In the Vedas too, you find the same thing. They speak of it as the Aditya, Hemagrabha, Savitra, Usha, and Shruti. You find the same teachings are given everywhere. This has been the basic principle of all religion. Even Lord Buddha, when his last days came up, what he said? He said, when look here, he called for all of his disciples and asked them, how did you attain the golden samadhi? And they told him, we got the golden samadhi in a way through hearing alone. I am giving you these quotations only to show you that all masters who came in the past, they gave out the same thing. In the Upanishads you find the same thing. They say that now that the divine music springs from the universal sun of Brahmand, a secret that was given by English Rishi to Lord Krishna. So these have been the basic principles of all religions. And that very light is within the temple of the man body. This is the true temple of man body. You have to find him, you will have to enter this temple of the man body. How to withdraw from outside, how to just tap inside and Amazon fix it? This is a practical question that we have to do. And that is not the end all, I said no. Because as I told you, man body, macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. There are so many planes in the macrocosm, so we can have access into that if we enter this man body. But how to enter? There are ways and ways. There is a way, I tell you, that way starts not through the nine apertures of the man body, which consists of eyes, two eyes, ears, nose, mouth and other things. But when you rise into the tenth door of the body, which is at the back of the eyes, that begins in darkness. So all master efforts are to just come over there, then you'll see that light. That door lies in darkness when you close your eyes. Strive to enter at the straight gate, for many I say unto you will seek to enter in but shall not be able to do so. How to withdraw from outside? How open the door which lies at the back of the eyes to see the light of God and to enter into the kingdom of God within you? So this is what we have, only can be had in the man body alone and nobody else. So unless we get that thing, truly speaking, we have not had the highest aim which is before us as a man. That is not solved. By entering the Vedic school of thought, this was the highest thing which we are after. We had to join the army of God. We joined the Vedic school of thought. But it happens, we have only taken the first step and considering perhaps we have got the only truth, nobody else. In their zealousness, they begin to hate others. And there have been religious wars when truth is one. All masters who came, they gave up the same truth. I'll go for this, an ethical life is required, life of purity. Life is that the pure in heart, for we shall see God. This purity arises when our soul, our attention is withdrawn from all outside. Come within and come in contact with the light of God, which burns away all attachments outside, because it is more blissful, more happiness, it gives more joy as compared with the outside things. So that is why he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In all religions, this is the first that gives, you see. Sermon on the Mount gives us that very thing. Eightfold path of Buddha laid down beside him. Similarly, other scriptures, Mohammedans and all others, the same thing. Our, we should have normal life, we should not be given up to life of senses, to the pleasures of the outside, just have a life of continuance, control over your outgoing faculties or outer senses. This is the first thing required. Unless this, when you close your eyes, the light is in you, to be speaking, you have not gained the purpose of life for which you have joined the very school of thought. I told you are blessed, you have joined some school of thought, there is no need of changing one religion to the other. The truth is already there. Those who have said the same thing, if there are any differences arise, that is apparently due to the fact that they are not seeing the truth. As a man we are one, as a soul we are one, and as a controlling power which is controlling us in the body, we are worshippers of the same God, called by different names. The unity already exists, but we have forgotten. When we know that all souls, we are all embodied souls, and souls are the same essence as that of God, so we are all brothers and sisters in God. And the same controlling power is in us. When we know that that very soul, the same essence of God is in each body, and the same controlling power is keeping us in the body, we have respect for them. Who we are going to kill? Our God. You see? So this is the first thing, you see. If we know, we have forgotten this unity which is already existing, we have joined the various religions to have an experience of the unity that already existed by rising above body consciousness, by having the right understanding. The result is all conflict, all wars going on. So, for that purpose, the key to the kingdom of heaven lies in the hands of the Son of Man, in whom God is manifest. He is able to give you an experience. First of all, you begin to see Him in this laboratory of the man body. When your vision expands, when you open eyes, the whole body is the temple of God. This very body that we are carrying, are the two temples of God. And the whole universe is the true temple of God. This can be experienced and seen with the grace of the Master. All outer places of worship in each religion, they are models made of the image of man. Hindu temples are made dome-shaped, like head. And therein they have put the symbol of light and burning. When the Hindu says they are the light of candle and ring the bell, go to the churches. They are cross-shaped and no-shaped. Therein they keep a light, candle of light burning and bell is ringing. But I have found even the ministers of all religions do not know they have the symbols there but do not know the true import of them. When I was in my service, I had a superintendent in the wing who was a Christian. It's a matter of Lahore now in Pakistan. I asked him just to ask the bishop of that place to ask what this symbol of Berlin stands for. And he told him it is only to call them together. Whereas in the temples of the Hindus when they entered there in the Govindi, temples of the Buddha, there you have got a candle of light and two drums there. In the Sikh temples too you will find the same thing. You go and ask them why, what part they stand, they do not know. So as I told you, these teachings are the basic principles of all the same. But for want of practical people, we have forgotten. You are, I mean, fortunate you have got the member. Now we are sitting, I think, somewhere 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of age. Most part of our man life is gone already, passed away. The little what is left, we should go headlong down to find the fairy tale which always exists in us. If you can find yourself, blessed you are. And blind with these two eyes to see. But if you cannot, you can have the help of somebody. Even in worldly things, you have to take up any subject, all out of knowledge comes to the outgoing faculties and the intellect. If there you need somebody to guide you, to help you, well, don't you need in a way which is subject beyond all these senses? Kavi says, who can be greater than the Lord Rama and Lord Krishna? But they also had to sit at the feet of their master. Lord Krishna had the Shish master. And I just quoted out from the Upanishad that Lord Krishna was initiated by Igrasrikhi. So that is general, I mean general rule, exceptions may be there, very rare. Those who are just, I would say, who are in the make and reaching the highest level of perfection, or who are sent back to the world with a commission to guide the child of humanity. As a rule, generally everybody needs that. Books are there, as I told you. In the presence of the medical books, you need some doctor. Even in the presence of the scriptures, you need somebody who has analyzed himself from mind and outward faculty, known himself and sees God as I see you and you see me. When our masters come, they look to us from the level of man body. Oh man, they address us, not the address of Christians or Hindus or Mormons. Ah, they address us as the body soul. They never address us that way because they see us in the level of man, not the level of the soul. So all mankind are there. All religions are there. Because religions are units of men, you see. So when they come, they give universal teaching to all the world of us. So first thing that we learn at their feet and is that we forget all duality. We take all men alike from the level of man. All mankind is one, born the same way, with the same privilege from God. Born the same way, outer form, inner form the same, the disease is the same. Every soul is under the command of the mind and outer faculties. We have to liberate. Like gold ore, which is taken from the field, that has some dirt in it. If that is purified, it is all gold, pure gold. We are conscious entities. Only on account of these outer faculties, we are attacked, we have got impressions from outside. That is why we have forgotten. If we just analyze ourselves with that, we are spirit in man. That is why scriptures tell us, be still and know your God. So out of, you see, all these holy places of worship are models of the man body. But the true body is this. Just like a building when it is raised, there's a model made first. When the building is ready, no, who cares for the model? That is kept aside. They have made the best use of that. So blessed you are in whatever religion you are, remain there. Which is there also. Just look into your scriptures. But you need somebody who has got that experience and who is competent, the God in him, to give you some experience to start with. And that's not the end all, as I told you, that's only by rising above the iron curtain of the physical body, then you have got the action, then the causal and the super causal, reach the ultimate true home of your Father, which takes you to the wondrous state of God. I have come now to educate any new religion. This is already there. By thorough study of religion, you will find the same. And practically, you will have the same experience. If with the grace of God, you come across with somebody who knows the way. Thank you for your faith.